You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Teenagers are grappling with a lot these days, from new caretaking roles to boredom. FM89's news director Alice Daniels spoke with Deshae Lee and Faith Vega. Both are high school seniors in Fresno and interns at a youth organization called Californians for Justice. Deshae starts by describing what it's like to be at home all day with younger siblings.
For starters, it's like been loud because me and my mom, we get on like calls so they can like hear the background, and so it's like really loud, and they don't really get along as much, so it's like even louder when they start arguing. Me and my sisters, we've been like trying to like take turns watching my brother. He's one.
And so it becomes challenging when you're trying to do Zoom calls or do schoolwork. You get a lot of background noise. And I know both of you have parents who do essential work. I know, Deshae, you said your mom does work from home. Faith, you've had some concerns about your parents' safety. Tell us what they do and why you're worried.
Well, my parents are essential workers. My dad works at Amazon and my mom works at Save Mart. And it's definitely concerning because they're surrounded by a lot of people. It's kind of scary because they only my dad only wears a face mask. And yeah, they're supposed to be social distancing, but I guess it's like really hard for them to do that and do their job adequately and correctly. Yeah, I think it's pretty scary.
So that probably causes a lot of anxiety for you. I'm wondering, what do you think has been the most challenging thing about this pandemic for teenagers? Do you worry about your own mental health or that of your friends?
I definitely worry about my friends' mental health. I think that my mental health, I've kind of have it in check, and I do stuff to take care of myself, but it's definitely concerned me about my friends because I know they're always anxious and they always worry about what's going to happen next and stuff like that. So it's definitely concerning for me as a friend.
And do you think it's the uncertainty and sort of being cramped in an apartment or a house? What do you think is causing the anxiety?
I think it's definitely the uncertainty and also the fact that we haven't, we've never experienced something like this. So it's hard for them to know how to feel and know how to deal with it. So I think that's also a reason.
Deshae, what about you? Are you hearing similar comments from your friends?
Yeah, I'm in contact with some of my friends, but most of them, I'm not sure what they're experiencing. Like, I'm not sure if they're going through something that's like depression or anything. But yeah, I feel like us being like cramped in like a house or an apartment is like giving them like feelings like, what do I do? Like, you know, I don't know.
So tell me, you're both part of a statewide youth organization called Californians for Justice, which fights for racial justice in education and communities. Let's start with you, Faith. What has the pandemic taught you or maybe highlighted for you in terms of injustice?
Well, the pandemic has definitely opened my eyes to seeing that we actually need organized. Well, I knew that we always needed organization, but it just showed me the importance of it and how we need to fight for what we deserve and what we need in a community. So I think that really, the pandemic has really shown me that.
And Deshae, what has this whole pandemic highlighted for you in terms of injustice?
Just being in like the Californians for Justice, it shows like that they give us like a lot of support with like school, and like they're always there for us. Like, they give us the opportunity to like release whatever needs to be released, and like the stress of like watching my siblings and stuff, and like being at home 24/7, and it's like it gives us someone to talk to, you know, and like have a bond with. I don't know if that answers your question.
Well, no, I mean, it's interesting because do you feel like more teenagers would benefit from having someone to talk to right now?
Yeah, because like not all of their friends like know how to like talk to them, because I know I don't know how to talk to people like if they're feeling like some type of way, like sad or something, like because that's just not like something I can like deal with.
So yeah, so having more professional advice sometimes could be beneficial.
Yeah.
And both of you have plans to go to college next year. Deshae, you're going to Fresno City College, which was your plan all along.
Yeah.
Faith, you were going to CSU Long Beach?
Yeah, I was. I wanted to attend there, but the pandemic, it made it hard, and I didn't want to pay like $6,000 for online education. or I could go to Fresno City for 2 years for free and get the same quality of education there.
So the pandemic and having the courses online made you realize that it really wasn't worth spending the money because you weren't getting the actual college experience?
Yeah.
And you both go to Fresno Unified Schools. Deshae, you go to McLean, and Faith, you go to Edison. And the district chose to give you your third quarter grades for the fourth quarter with the option of doing extra credit work if you wanted to raise those grades. Was that a good solution for you?
For me, my grades were already pretty good, so I didn't really have to do a lot of extra credit work. But I feel like it would be hard for people who in the beginning didn't have access for access to internet or computers. I feel like it would definitely be a struggle for them. So I don't know if it was a good solution for everybody at the beginning, but now that the district is offering hotspots and computers, I think it ended up helping a lot more people than it did at the beginning.
And what about you, Deshae?
Yeah, my grades were also good, like from third quarter.
So what would you say has been the most challenging thing for you during this pandemic?
I would say finding something to do, like since I'm not at school. I started working on my paintings more because in school I was in art and we did a lot of painting and stuff. So that's what I've been working on for the most part, and, you know, watching TV. Yeah, just trying to find new hobbies and things to do with myself.
And watching out for your siblings at the same time.
Yeah. Yes, that too.
And what about you, Faith?
I think the hardest part for me during the pandemic is trying to make sure my days aren't all the same. I read a lot, so I'll read books, or I'll draw, or I'll crochet. I like to do that a lot. Or I'll watch TV with my siblings.
So is that advice you would give to other teenagers right now?
Yeah, I think that you should definitely try different things and try different routines.
And you both said that you have worried about your grandparents. Can you talk a little bit about that, Deshae?
With my grandma, in the beginning, like when quarantine first started, my grandma, she had got a chemical in her eye to where she had to go, or like her eyes started swelling up. So she had to go to the hospital, and it was like, she didn't tell, well, she told my aunt because my aunt drove her to the hospital, but she didn't tell my mom, and my mom's like really the one that was like really panicking, you know, because she like being at the hospital right now is a high chance that she could get COVID-19 because, you know, most of the sick people are going to the hospital to get help. And also my grandma, she was originally the caretaker of my little brother. He's one, or both my brothers, the 10-year-old and the 1-year-old. And we decided to like stop that for a while because just in case my brother, he was sick at some point, and we didn't want him to be around my grandma so she doesn't catch it, because they say older people are more, they have more of a chance to catching the virus. So we decided to like hold back on going to my grandma's house and like staying away, you know.
So that's nerve-wracking for everyone. Yeah. In your family. And what, yeah, about you, Faith? How has your relationship been with your grandparents?
Well, my house is right next door to my grandparents' house, so I definitely have to take care of them more often now that the pandemic is in full force in here. I make sure they've eaten, all their clothes are washed, and I clean their house. I try to keep my distance, kind of, but it's definitely been a challenge not to show my grandparents affection and give them hugs and stuff like that.
Well, let me just ask you one more question. You're both graduating from high school this year. Do you feel like you're missing out without having a traditional graduation?
Yes,
I do, but I understand why we can't have a graduation like that. And I think that, and like, it sucks, but I understand why. And President Unified said that eventually down the road that we'll be able to have that. So I guess we just have to be patient.
Right. Well, let's cross our fingers that someday is soon. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for talking to me, Deshae and Faith. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.